This is Phoebe Zimmerman with the VOA Special English Development Report. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has nominated Anne Veneman to head UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency. Ms. Veneman is leaving office as United States Agriculture Secretary. UNICEF directors must confirm her to replace Carol Bellamy as executive director. Ms. Bellamy leaves in April after 2 5-year terms. An American has always led the agency. The United States is the biggest financial supporter of UNICEF. But the Bush administration and the UN disagree about policies on reproductive health and sex education. Last week at a news conference, reporters asked Anne Veneman about her position on these issues. She said she does not believe that these or any other social issues, as she called them, are part of the job of UNICEF. She said her main concerns will be to help children, especially in the areas of education and health, and to deal with hunger issues. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund was created in 1946 to help children survive after World War II. Today, it leads human rights campaigns, educational programs, and other efforts around the world. Anne Veneman is a lawyer who grew up on a farm. She is an expert on agriculture, international marketing, and food aid. She resigned as Agriculture Secretary to President Bush after his re-election. Ms. Veneman said she would try to help the UN work toward its Millennium Development Goals. 5 years ago, UN members agreed to make an effort to reduce the number of hungry and extremely poor in the world by half. The goal is to do this by 2015. Other goals are to stop the spread of AIDS and malaria and to provide education to all children. But a new UN report says the Millennium Development Goals will not be reached without more money. More than 200 experts prepared the report. They urge rich nations to increase their development aid by 100% over the next 10 years. The plan calls on 22 countries to give almost $50,000 million more for next year than currently promised. The United States would be asked to give about 40% of that additional aid. World leaders will discuss the report at the UN General Assembly meeting in September. This VOA Special English Development